So great to be learning together. Sharei Oraz. Tshuva of the week this week, right before Erev Sukkot, right before Sukkot, we're going to do a primer. We're going to just a reminder, just a refresher course on the Na'anu'im, how to take the lulav. All right. So first we show the minim as follows. You take the lulav in your right hand, left drog in your left hand. And show the minim like this even while reciting the Hoshanot. However, this is difficult because when you know also the Sidori may hold his minim in his right hand. This is all from Rav Avadja. He is important for Sfaradim. If someone's a lefty, should take the lulav in his right hand, the etrog in his left hand. That's Sfaradim, not Ashkenazim. That's one of the machloket between Maran and the Ramah. Okay. When for Sfaradim, one should first take the lulav in his right hand and recite the bracha, and only afterwards pick up the etrog and shake the minim afterwards. Okay, when shaking the minim, should keep the minim upright and not turn them over. This means when one shakes the minim downwards, one should keep the lulav pointing upward. When shaking the minim, a Sfaradi does not literally shake the lulav until the leaves rustle. You wave the lulav, you don't shake. Ashkenazim, shake it. Kiskus Svaradim wave. Na'anu'im sounds waving. Rustling is the kaskes. So it's Gemara sounds like Svaradim. The general custom among Svaradim is in accordance with the Rizal to shake the minim first south, north, east, up, down, towards the west. Ashkenazic practice, and of some Svaradim is follow Maran. Lulav first the east, south, west, north, upward, and downwards. Left-handed person should not change the order of the different directions. Shakes the minim. When shaking the minim, one should turn his whole body in the direction that he is shaking. That's from the Kaf HaChaim. Interesting discussion about if someone's with a minyan whose custom is different than his own. All right, should he follow the minyan or not? If my thought is you should follow the minyan. There's a lot to discuss about that. Women are exempt for the mitzvah of shaking the bar minim, the mitzvah to say Shema Gorama, time-bound, positive mitzvah. Ashkenazim say the bracha, Sfaradim, Rav Avadja insists Sfaradim should not say the bracha, should refrain even the Shechian also, but you should know they're very important, some very important Sfaradic poskim, such as Mechida, and Rav Palim, that's the Ben Yishchai, and the Kaf HaChaim is pretty important Sfaradic poskim. They say a woman may still recite a bracha on time-bound mitzvot. So Rav Avadja said, look, it's a safek bracha, safek brachot la'akel. Good to know about all the opinions. A woman wants to shake the arba minim, does not have to shake them all the different directions, so says Chazon Avadya. If a man is wearing rings on his fingers, he should preferably remove them for taking the lulav, because it would be a chatzitza, potentially. It's just l'chadchila. The minim are shaken before halel, and then again during halel, at specific points. The points are hodu. By the first hodu Hashem Kitov, minim are shaken once, and Hashem shaken twice. The last hodu Kitov, they're shaken twice. When we're saying Hashem's name, we don't shake the minim. Preferably, lulav and etrog should touch each other when you're shaking them. And when you extend them, you try to extend them the full way. That's also very important. And that's it for our primer of the halachot of for Na'anu'im. Wishing everybody a great day and Chag Sameach. Tzivkus Shanim Rabot.